Chevre, we spoke the long shiur all about Pesach, and Emes is all about life, but we got to talk about the parasha a little bit. Parashas Tazria. And I want to share something that came to me this morning to revitalize an older Torah, but in a new way. In a beautiful way, I think. In the beginning of the parasha, it talks about having a child. What an incredible simcha we should be zeicha to have just more and more Yiddish children in the world. And a woman who has a child strangely has to bring karbanos, has to bring a karban chatas. One of the karbanos. She brings a karban chatas. And the question obviously is, why is she bringing a karban chatas? She had a child, what sin did she do? Pashup Shat, Chazal teach us, we all have learned, after the Chet of Adam Arishon, there's a part of the punishment to a woman that she has difficult labor, difficult giving birth, and in that difficulty might scream and yell different things that she didn't really mean, and curse out her husband for getting her into that mess or something, saying, I'm never going to do this again. Whatever she does, and Lamaisa, she feels bad, she wants to take it back, she didn't really mean it, and she, Lamaisa has to bring a Karban Chatas for that. That's most understand. But there's another way to understand the Karban Chatas of a woman. And through this way, I think we're going to, this is what, we'll get to the Torah in a minute. And that is something, I think, that's very important for each and every one of us here, especially going into a Bein HaZmanim Vada. We're going into Yontif, we're going to Lal Seder, but we're also going to Bein HaZmanim, where a lot of us are anchored by our yeshivas, and anchored by our chavrusas, and anchored by our shiurim. And even those of us that are beyond the years of yeshiva, you know, if those who are going away for Pesach and going into different environments, so we have to prepare for that, to be matzliach. So a woman, another way of understanding, and it's based on a Ramban, but another way of understanding, I heard this years ago, first from a Rebbe Amori, or Yaakov Neuberger, that a woman, when she's pregnant, is Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim when she's pregnant. Why? Because she's the closest one can ever be to the Rabbi Nishalom. When we talk about Rabbi Nishalom is everything. But in his very essence, we call him the Bayre Alma. The Bayre Alma, the creator of the world. He's the creator. What makes him Rabbi Nishalom is he's created everything. He's creating everything. When a woman is pregnant, she's mamish a shutuf with the Rabbi Nishalom. She's mamish a partner with the Rabbi Nishalom in creation that you and I can never be. A man can never be like that. So she's Kodesh Kodesh. What happens the moment she gives birth? That act of creation ends. By definition, at that very moment, she's dropped in her Kedusha. She's no longer as holy. She's no longer creating. Did she do anything wrong? Of course not. But her Kedusha has been lowered. So she has to bring a Karban Chatas. Not because she did a sin, but to recognize her Kedusha is lowered. Because only if you have a recognition that you're on a different level of Kedusha, can you ensure not to fall tremendously and make sure to stay where you were. You have to understand your environment, understand your predicament. And the Karban Chatas is to key her in and understanding that drop so she could lift herself back up through other avodas. That's the Karban Chatas, perhaps, as well. Which is a big chizik to each and every one of us. When we enter into a Beis Hamikdash, enter into a time away from Yeshiva, enter into a vacation somewhere, take note, bring your Karban Chatas so that you can prepare. Prepare what you're going to learn, prepare where you're going to daven, prepare how you're going to stay strong. It's very, very stoidistic. And I think that might be pshat in the following. This is, until now, it's a Torah we've shared before. But in the Pesukim, when it talks about the korbanos of this woman, Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Ches, right at the beginning of the parasha, it says, Echad, that she brings Shnei B'nei Yonah, Echad L'Oila, V'Echad L'Chatas. She brings an Oila and a Chatas. If you look, and maybe I've seen this, I don't know if I've seen it somewhere, it just came to me today, but Echad L'Oila V'Echad L'Chatas is Rashi Tevas Elul. It's one, right? We have a lot of Rashi Tevas Elul on Ilad Adivadili, Eslavav Chavislav Zarecha. Echad L'Oila V'Echad L'Chatas. Echad L'Mala V'Shev L'Mata. My Rebbe has on that. But Echad L'Oila V'Echad L'Chatas is Elul. Why? I think it's very clear. If we understand the chatas in this way, what is the chatas? It's the ability to take note of where you're holding, to understand how you have to mechazik yourself, when you're falling, when you're not. And what is an oila? An oila is kula l'Hashem. Elul is to prepare for a Shana and Kippur. I prepare for a new year of ischachas. I have to bring my oila, my chatas. I have to take note of where I'm holding and what I'm doing and what my life is, and I have to do it kula l'Hashem. Echad l'oila v'echad chatas elul. But now as well, as we enter and prepare for Lel Seder, you know, we see by the animals that Yaakov brought when he's going to get the brachas from Yitzchak, there were two. And there's two different ways to understand that. The Berditchever talks about this. The Zohar brings down whether it's Sa'ir LaHashem and Sa'ir LaZazel, and it was actually Yom Kippur, or one was the Korban Pesach, one was the Korban Chagiga, and it was Pesach. The Berditchever has old Torah that the Avos, before the Torah was given, could be living in two Yom Tovim at the same time. Not going to get into it right now, but we see a deep connection between Pesach and Yom Kippur, as they're both nights full of such incredible Kedusha, where I can have the biggest Ischachas, have the biggest renewal of the whole entire year. There's nothing like Ne'ilah, there's nothing like Kal Nidre, there's nothing like Lel Seder. They're all nights that mamish are revitalize us, transform us. So I have to have an elul as I prepare for Hashanah and Kippur. I have to echad lo'ilav echal chatas as I prepare for Lel Seder as well. And the way to do that is just be real. Understand where I'm holding. Understand my predicament. Understand when I'm in a different environment. And prepare for that. And then lo'ilav. And do everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be zoicha to a chakosha, a meach, of simcha, of bracha, a heilig Shabbos Kodesh. Till we're zoicha to the ultimate gula of Mashiach Kenu. B'meher v'yameinu, which have a heilig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Yitzi, 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 Yitzi,